Books on Tape presents Good Morning, Killer by April Smith, read by Kate Mazur. Part 1. Proof of Life. Chapter 1. It was winter, and I was swimming laps in the rain. I have found it a privilege to swim outside in the rain, a perk you get in return for living in Los Angeles that not many appreciate. You have to like being extremely wet and enjoy the feeling of smug superiority because the canyon air is 40 degrees and you're in a relatively warm bath. You have to appreciate the subtle play of vanished circles on the water and the dance of droplets off your goggles, blurring the shapes of red-tailed hawks resting on a telephone pole and deer moving close to the houses. I did not know about the girl. I was doing the backstroke, looking up at the clouds, trying not to get pushed into the lane lines by the county lifeguard who was working out beside me with the tapered legs and the chest of a manatee. He was gray-haired, with a stroke so smooth it never seemed to break water, as if propelled by some internal muscular power known only to yogis. In fact, the lifeguard was a kind of spiritual seeker and would speak of the breath as if it were a living thing. My personal meditation that day was on a briefing with the senior superintendent from the Hong Kong police force. It would be a lunch with 20 other folks, a long, ungainly table in DiStefano's, everyone trying to look spiffy and smart, a total waste of time when I had to get my files in order for an upcoming 90-day file review, an assessment of open cases as pleasant as a cross between a migraine headache and spring cleaning. When you work the kidnap squad, you find a lot of cases.